This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Violence in Nepal is heart-rending." Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. Meanwhile, Indian airlines including Air India and IndiGo have cancelled their flights to Kathmandu as the airport in Nepal's capital has been temporarily closed. The Uttar Pradesh government has declared round-the-clock high alert across all districts that share a border with Nepal following the growing crisis in the neighbouring country. An additional police force has been deployed to further strengthen the security system in border districts. To help the trapped Indian citizens in Nepal, a special control room has been set up in the Law and Order branch at Police Headquarters, Lucknow. The government has issued 3 helpline numbers and 1 WhatsApp number, which will be operational 24/7. These numbers are 0522-239-0257 and 94544-01674. Uttar Pradesh shares its border with Nepal across 7 districts, Travesti, Balrampur, Behraich, Pilibhit, Lakhimpur Khiri, Siddharthnagar and Maharajganj. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India and the US are close friends and natural partners. Responding to a post on Truth Social by the US President Donald Trump, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that he is confident that the trade negotiations between the two nations will pave the way for unlocking the limitless potential of the India-US partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Modi further said that the teams at both sides are working to conclude these discussions at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward on speaking with the US President Donald Trump soon. The Prime Minister expressed hope towards working together with President Trump to secure a brighter, more prosperous future for the people of both the nations. Earlier, the US President said that the US and India will continue negotiations to address trade barriers between the two countries. India has expressed concern and called for restraint and diplomacy following the Israeli strikes in Doha. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said New Delhi is deeply concerned about the developments and their impact on the security situation in the region. It added that India strongly urges restraint and diplomacy to ensure that peace and security in the region are not endangered. Earlier, Israeli military has confirmed carrying out an assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital, Doha, where multiple explosions were reported. Both the Israel Defense Forces and Israel's internal security agency, Shin Bet, acknowledged responsibility for the operation, marking the first known Israeli military action on Qatari soil. The J&K Board of the School Education announced the postponement of 10th and 11th class examinations scheduled for today across J&K and Ladakh due to law and order disturbances in Dodar district and restrictions on public movement and transport. The Director of Academics of the Board announced the decision, emphasizing the priority of student safety. New exam dates will be announced soon. Students and parents are advised to stay informed through official channels as authorities continue to monitor the situation closely. In the Asia Cup cricket tournament, the Team India is set to begin their campaign today against hosts UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium at 8 p.m. this evening. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall conditions to prevail over East and Peninsular India during the next 4 to 5 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.